We got to work on that. What are we working on, Tim?
What are we working on?
What are we working on? What were you just saying?
Oh, I was just asking Mike how... Well, I could ask you too, but we were asking how the atmosphere of the game was, because unfortunately I couldn't go.
Getting me in.
Yeah, talking about getting Mike in on the 8th. What's up, everybody? Another episode of the G30 podcast here with Big Mike and Yo. Tim.
What's good, everyone?
What's good? Hey, what a week, huh?
That was crazy.
What a fucking week, dude.
It's been a week. We got a lot to talk about. What's been good, boys? I kind of just started up the show, but, you know, what's everybody been up to?
We're just chilling, man. I'm reminiscing about the past game. Unfortunately, I couldn't go to the game. But, you know, it was, to say the least, it was a very memorable game, even though I wasn't there. That I could just feel the atmosphere from the TV because I was watching it at work.
Yeah.
And I felt the energy that game. And then luckily I was able to see that second goal Chicha scored. So that was a crazy ass goal.
Yeah. Mike and I were fortunate enough to be at that game. We recognized not everybody could go or felt safe going, you know, mm-hmm. but we were there and it was good. And we can, you know, I was going to talk about that a little later, but maybe that's a good place to start, man. Mike, you want to hit it up with the atmosphere? I heard, you know, before we were talking before the show started, but yeah. You had some stuff to say about the atmosphere. Where are you at? What you think? Can you describe it first?
I think the scenes were great. I mean, for a first welcome home game back, I feel that nothing felt like it was too like, hey, watch out. But it was still safe enough to where it was still able to create a natural atmosphere. And I'd like to just say for anyone that has a fear of going or anyone that doesn't necessarily feel safe going, me going only having my first dose of the vaccine, I felt safe. All of where we sat were sanctioned off and it was super safe. They took a lot of great precautions and safety precautions beforehand. And if you have the fear of going, I would just say, just go in and just try and think that, you know, you will be safe in that atmosphere. I know it's hard to tell someone who doesn't want to go, but I'm telling you, it's probably one of the safest places to go. I mean, they did a really good job.
Yeah, I agree. I think they did a really good job. Like I've had my vaccine too, so I felt pretty safe. But where I was sitting with my wife, we were sitting away from you, Mike, on the other side of the stadium, but same, the seats were all taped off and it seemed like the supporters groups were really good. They were in there bringing it. Shout out to V Block. Shout out to Lars. It was loud as shit in there. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. hit up Rudy on the Discord. Like when I got home thinking about it, I was like, man, they brought it. And, you know, people were drinking. And if that's your thing, you know, the rules, the distance gets a little loose. But mm-hmm. like Mike said, if you are worried about going, you can partake in the craziness if you want to. You can also stay to yourself and be safe, whatever. Like you can choose your level of comfort, what you want to do. So it was pretty good. What did it look like on TV, Tim?
It was, I just felt the energy through the TV because I heard everyone chanting, I heard the drums, I heard all the instruments. I just felt the energy at work. So it kind of brightened up my day. So, and it looked good. And we looked good with those community kid jerseys. I'm going to tell you that, but we looked good in them.
Mike Tech, it was funny because there was a lot of people in the stadium, but it's still, you know, there's still enough space. I like looked across 200 yards or whatever to where Mike was sitting. We were like looking at each other. Mike was texting me. He's like, yo, we're wearing the Tech green at home. Timmy's rocking the Tech green today.
Yes, sir.
I think the Tech green is automatically our primary unless... Sure.
Yeah,
we can't. I don't know,
dude. I'm just saying we're 2-0 in it. I say we wear it till we lose and then figure it out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wear it till we lose. All right. Hopefully not. Cool. Well, Mike, talk to us a little bit about, let's just stick on the game day experience for a little bit longer. We had a good friend, one of our Chancho's teammates, two of our Chancho's teammates go, mm-hmm. Darius and Cole. It was cool to see them in person. Mm-hmm. Cole's been around, Darius on and off, but what did you think the impression was for someone new? You know, you brought your homie that hasn't been around a whole lot. What do you think they walked away with?
I mean, I'm going to speak for Darius here, and I'm not so sure if you're listening, but Darius had, he liked the play. I mean, I, at times you could see like he was a little frustrated, but that's because you sort of have to, like, when you watch the MLS for a long time, you sort of come to expect when watching one of those games. So it was sort of him trying to realize it, but mm-hmm. he left wanting to come back. He thought it was a great first game to be back at a long time. He said the last game he was at, Robbie Keane scored a hat trick, and then, you know, that's sort of a sign of the time right there. So he left with an overall good experience, I think. And I feel like that's like the best possible outcome for a game that I could have brought someone who was still on the borderline, you know?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever taken someone to a game who was like, fuck that shit. You know, like everyone's always really cool, cool with it. Timmy, you couldn't go. We were super bummed. We were missing you.
Yeah, bro.
Mike, you saw Sam out there, right?
Yeah, shout out LA Prime. He was tight. We see him, hooked him up with some stickers, and saw Tucker, handed him a sticker. I was like, hey, man, here's a sticker, and like slid it. I was like, all right, yeah, no, he was talking to someone. I'm like, hey, yo, man, you want a sticker? I'm from the G30. I'm not too sure if you know about him. You know, but it was cool with that little 10-second interaction.
Cool.
And it was just cool seeing all the people that I've met over this year in quarantine in the stadium for a little bit. It was like, oh, it's all like one big family, like it is on Twitter and on Xbox. So it's super cool.
Dope. Oh, yeah. And Timmy, you're getting baptism of fire next time around. You're coming back home for the first time for the eighth match, eh?
Yes. Dude, I'm so excited. And also, big surprise for y'all. So my mom told me that she was shopping over, because my mom and my uncle went. And she was like, you were at the store and there was this one kit and it was your size. And my uncle was like, oh my God, we have to get it for him. So they got me an authentic kit that was my size and it was the last one left. So I was telling myself, man, it was really meant to be. So awesome. I have an authentic kit and they got me a scarf.
Oh, that's tight. There you go. So you super are all, sick. You are tech greened out, man.
Oh yeah. Green's my favorite color.
Still sick. Waiting on that new drip.
Yes, sir.
You need to get fitted up in one.
You do.
For real.
Cool. Well, that's that. It was a very positive experience. I felt like home. It was weird. We were all talking as we were walking in, like how weird it was a little bit that it wasn't weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it felt just, normal.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it felt normal, which was nice. But I want to shift a little bit to some G30 friend news. Mr. Drack, friend, let's call him friend of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll been call on. Him friend.
Mr. Drack signed for G2 and he's there. He's gonna get that playing time.
Oh yeah, he definitely is.
We'll see some first team minutes, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He has to, because don't the G2 kids come up on, like, isn't it like a two-way deal, or is not not
they can
works? They can come up and down. Yeah,
they can come up and down. There's like some stipulation, so we'll see Mr. Drack. But Mike,
what's
your
up?
Boy,
oh yeah,
your boy Augie
Williams, dude. Like, for starters, well deserved, but like, dude,
yeah,
just play him in whatever fucking position Zubac has been playing in the past 2 weeks and I'm sure you'll get better results. Can almost guarantee it.
Let's put let's put an ear tag on that Zubac thing. We're going to double back around to that because there's a diverse universe of opinions here on this.
But super senior.
But Tim, you feel good about the Augie?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad. It's been expected, right? He was supposed to come up. You know, he was on the all-time USL team, right? Starting striker.
Yeah.
So I think it was expected. He didn't, in my opinion, he didn't really perform as I expected him to perform in preseason. But then again, it was preseason. Hopefully, when he gets the chances to start in an actual MLS game, hopefully he will show out. That's all I got to say about that.
Timmy, you know your, Mike, you got something to add? Oh, no. Tim, you're a future mind reader, a fortune teller. You know why?
Mm-hmm. What is that?
it appears that Mr. Beepo was packing his bag and he's on his way out, and that kind of goes with the news of the signing today. The dope the dope Miami retro like music video was dope, and now you get a retro Sega Genesis commercial. Beepo's on his way out, it appears, probably replaced by Sega Genesis Koulibaly.
Dude, I know that struck a chord with you. I watched that and I'm like, oh, dude, that is the soft spot for sure.
Yeah, oh, dude. Yeah.
That's dope.
What do you think of this emphasis on defense, Mike? Based on what you, I mean, we can talk a little bit about what it looked like in the game, but before we get there, Greg Vanney saying that once our defense is complete, it's not complete yet, it will compete for the best in the league. What do you think? You buy it?
I mean, I want to buy into it. I like our ability of just targeting players that have international experience, like Sega. Like, you have these guys that play at super high levels. So, I mean, they come here and then it takes a minute or two to adjust. But think about that back line. You have Sega lining up with Derek Williams and with Bond and Nett. Like, that is a very – it wasn't as serious as I thought it was until, like, I thought of it. And I'm like, you know, we could put together some clean sheets and some solid performances. And having Viafania helps as well, dude.
Yeah. Tim, what you think about Sega?
Okay, so from what I noticed in his game, he's a tall dude. He's a very fast player. The highlights that the G's released today, he's a very fast player. And that's why they considered playing him at right back. Also, talking about right backs, did you see the Araujo rumor from the exclusive Galaxy Guy podcast
thing? Oh, yeah, drop it.
So credit to
Galaxy Guy, right?
Yeah, Araujo. Yeah, credit to Galaxy Guy, and he was also rumored to possibly go to Europe this summer. I didn't get a chance to hear what team it was, but it's a possibility that Araujo leaves this summer. And I don't know how to feel about that, boys. I'm not gonna lie to you.
There's been Juve rumors for a while. Mm-hmm. I know Mike's gonna have some stuff to say about the performance. We'll get there. He's biting at the bit. You could see him. You can't see him on video, but he's ready to go.
Yeah.
But let's shift to the game then. Galaxy win 3-2 against the New York Red Bulls. What I did not realize, and this is dumb of me, but we saw a very high press from the Red Bulls this weekend. They play the Red Bull brand of soccer that they all play, which is a high press system. Leipzig, mm-hmm. Salzburg, New York, all of them, they all try to play the same system. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. But they were defeated 3-2 on the back of a Chicharito hat trick.
Wow.
Sheesh, as you boys say. what do you think of the Cheech man in person? Up live and personal, you saw a hat trick from the Cheech man.
Yeah, so I've seen Cheech twice. I saw him once in preseason. And I saw him once, you know, last weekend. What I have to say regarding that performance is that that looked like two completely different players. I feel like where we're at now as a team services him better, which is a good thing for everyone involved. But I mean, it's just a very typical and very like bang for your buck Cheech performance. You know, he did the same thing and he replicated it three times and he walked out real happy. So, I mean, can't really ask for more.
Is it about consistency? You know, like, I don't care how he scores off the back of his face or whatever. Like,
I mean, he's done that too. Back of the net.
Timmy, can I ask you, is Chicharito 5 goals in 2 games? Obviously, that's not sustainable. He's not Zlatan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my man is in the race for the golden boot. So maybe our ridiculous predictions are not far
true?
From the truth. Yeah. Let me ask you, is Chicharito Hernandez the truth?
I want to say yes, but for right now, I'm still going to say no. It's a very, very hot start, and he broke a record being one of two players to score 5 goals in the first 2 games of the season. But I would say he's halfway there of being the truth. If he can do that against Levas and the Earthquakes, against like our rivals where it truly matters the most, I will say he is the truth.
Okay.
But for now, he's Chicharito's.
She's Chicha Dios. You're on the train, but we're getting there.
We're getting there. We're almost there.
All right. I mean, I liked it. I think he has a killer instinct that, well, he was missing that last year for sure. But I guess you could make the blanket statement in his career. He's a poacher, man. Yep. And he's doing it. He's Megan goalkeepers. Like, I'm super happy. I can't remember the last time I left a game so happy. I was like, damn, I had a good time.
In a minute.
and nothing bad happened. So it was good, but I'd like to think about the team performance as a whole. Remember, we're missing Legette to suspension and we're missing mm-hmm. him this week too. But tactically, Mike, did you see anything you liked, anything you disliked there in person, finally watching the team at the home opener? What do you make?
I liked the midfield movement. I liked the way Vasquez played. Vasquez just mm-hmm. sort of seemed like he was everywhere. He didn't do a whole lot of running, but he was in the right place at the right time for the second goal it was, where he made that crazy diagonal pass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he pulled the strings. I liked him. Didn't like JDS. Couldn't play 90 minutes. That's another
again.
Yeah. You know, like scary. What do we make of that? And I don't know. I always go for the negatives. I mean, I didn't like Araujo at all. I don't know if he's checked out, and it like makes sense with the Galaxy guy rumor, if that has any merit to it as to why he's playing. I mean, it seems like he's checked out. Doesn't seem like he really wants to be on the field.
So you were a minute ago when he came up, you know, a look came over your face. I think it's a bad look for a young player like that to be checked out just because of a move rumor. What if it collapses, yeah. right? So expand a little bit more about what turned you off about Araujo this game. The goal, the first goal against us was kind of his fault.
I mean, he's just fumbling it at the back. You know, it's like you didn't really have any clear cut. Like, let me make a, like, you can pass back to the keeper. Like, no one's going to look down on you because you can't find a pass in the midfield or the final third. And he just sort of wanted to dump the ball off rather than sort of create anything. And I know that's not what we're to expect from a fullback like him, and especially a young one. But, like, dude, just do something not critical, but do something that benefits us. Like, even if that maintains possession by passing it to Depew or passing it to Bond, just don't give the ball up on the wing and then not want to drag back and chase tail when you lose possession. So it just seemed very lazy.
Yeah, like lackluster, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. sleepy. He was very sleepy.
Yeah,
he had that good play like off of the third goal when he did the overlap, but
mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, Timmy, what's wrong with this guy? What do you think?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe straight from the stands was right. Fisher might be giving a run for his money. I don't know. I really don't know what to say, because that's not Araujo. That's not him. That wasn't him playing. I don't know. Maybe he needs to get his old hair back. Maybe change the hairstyle up. I don't know what it is, but that's not Araujo. We need him back ASAP.
And for fans of the national team, you know, we missed out qualifying for the Olympics and all of that. Like, he played like shit for, you know, the last bit now.
That's like being nice too. That's being nice.
I mean, he shit the bed. He shit the bed for the U.S. team. And I know he's been chomping at the bit. He's had a lot to say about wanting to be included in the plans, right? But he was on that upward trajectory, and he's either plateauing or something's happening, right? It's mm-hmm. not great. So there was a play where he linked, I think it was the play where like he ran in real deep. One of those where he and Zubac like couldn't figure out like what they were doing.
Yeah, like the last 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. And he like fucked it, a chance basically. He could have shot it, he could have laid it off.
Yeah, he tried to lay a ball back in the middle and there was no one there. It's like, what are you?
Yeah, it's like, take the shot
out of all the options. That's probably the option they wanted him to take, you know. It's like just not a very soccer IQ play,
right? What I did like was they stopped, there was like a foul or something, a water break, and I'm sitting behind the Galaxy bench, right, and Vanny's like, come here to him, and I was like, oh, I turned to my wife. Uh-oh. I was like, oh shit, he's getting grounded. but he's like, come here. And then Greg Vanny just daps him up and he's like, hey man, like, tells him something, fist bumped him, and then that was it. And I was like, wow, it was a beautiful moment. As frustrated as I am with Araujo as a player, it was really nice to see Greg kind of like pull him closer and be like, man, come on, you know, or shake it off. And that was cool. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Let's see. Okay. So Zubac, mm-hmm. man, people are saying Zubac had a great game. I spent some time watching the game back on highlights. I left the game feeling like he played like shit, with the exception of that little back flick thing. And I felt like that was frustrating. He's like, I'm going to show these people, you know, and he did his thing, but he's still not banging off the one-timers. He's still taking the extra touch. He's running like crazy. He has a high work rate, but it's a mixed bag with this kid. What do you think, Tim?
I mean, Greg Vanney likes him because of his work rate. I think Vanney kind of knows how to play him in this system that he's setting up. And I mean, he's already assisted 2 Chicha goals, so the system is working. But the only problem is we don't need a Zubac assisting. We kind of need him also to be that second goal threat as well. But I am liking the efforts from Zubac. He is definitely playing better than last season. I will say that. But I don't know. That's that.
Mike, I know we joke about him, right? But honestly, like, what do you make of it?
I'd still stand by my statements. I don't think he's good. He does not impress me in the slightest. He's like, yeah, let me do a fucking backheel pass to Araujo. Dude, I could do that same shit if I'm standing at the byline. Like, you, not to, like, toot my own horn and be an asshole about it. Mm-hmm. It's just he has no positional awareness. It's like, do you want to be a number 9? Do you want to be a winger? Do you want to be a CDM? It's like, what the fuck? Like, find somewhere. And when he's given opportunities to find the open space, he just not
well
attack any space.
Could that be direction from Vanney, right? Like we were noticing he's like they kind of shift to a 4-4-2 and Vasquez hides like shadows on the sideline, like waiting for that outlet. And he's not quite in as deep as tight with Cheech. So he's kind of like in this floating forward role. Could that have anything to do with it?
I mean, but even as a floating forward role, you need space to make a pass. You don't turn your back to 3 defenders and then fucking backheel it. Like, you know, it just doesn't really, there's no consistency to his game. And it frustrates me because once Cabral comes, fucking pack your bags, dude. That's your role and your job done. Yeah, I want to back
that's
him.
That's true.
But like, you can't fumble as many opportunities as you get at the top level like this and expect to keep getting a starting job.
Yeah, it was frustrating to see him, and we're not professionals, whatever, but it does seem to be that he kind of chokes or doesn't quite anticipate the chance, and then it's gone, you know. But you know, he hustles and he runs and he pulls defenders and he does all that. Maybe that's all they're using him for. You know, it's a band-aid.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, like Augie's here. Cabral is coming. Cabral's twin brother is coming to play for G2.
G2, man.
Yeah.
Is that a twin brother or is it a younger
brother?
It's a
twin. No, a twin.
Okay.
Twin? That's crazy. Oh,
do you think they do like the little hand, like one does the hand face on this side and the other one does the hand
probably,
face on that side?
Probably.
One of these? The fusion?
Yeah, the fusion. Like, yeah.
That's so cool.
It's
I
dope.
Just sound mute on, dude.
Me too.
That celebration was cute.
All right. Well, let's, before we leave the game behind, Timmy, I need to come to you about Jonah because that's your guy.
Yeah.
Dude, DP only getting 60 minutes or something. Like, I don't know.
He said he's fit because he said this so many times before that he feels 100% fit, but then you try to play him for 90 minutes and he's cramping up. I don't know what's going on with my boy Jonah, man. He had that good look at Chicha in the middle of like the 18, but I mean, I think that was pretty much it. Of course, we're going to see him hustle. That's his game, but he hasn't been creating. Vasquez has been our main creator. He's been the whole time.
He's pretty good about, he's always been pretty good about tracking back and picking up the ball, but like, you don't see those same like slides, the disrupting the play, the kind of pull. Yeah, you're right. He was the string puller and now like his job is a little different. I don't know, man. I'm worried about it. Mike, thought on that at all before we move on to Seattle?
I might have to go to Mexico.
I don't know. If Timmy doesn't know what's wrong, dude, then I don't think anyone knows what's wrong because that's his fucking boy, dude. It's just not impressive, dude. Like, just put Kleshchen in that role and fucking play Kleshchen.
Yes.
Because even though Kleshchen won't play a full 90, he'll give you a harder 60 than Jonah will give you a harder 65 or 60. That's 100.
At this point, as far as
we've seen. At this point?
Yeah.
That's 100.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just – Kleshchen. I like Kleshchen, dude.
Me too.
Yeah. He's showing up.
Can't win me over anymore and scoring a game-winning goal and then coming on and then telling people what to do like a captain should. So I don't know. Sasha for captain 2021. I've been on this.
I wish he would have played against the Red Bulls and scored another one.
Yeah.
I really wish.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Seattle. This is going to be our first real test, right? Miami, they're a mess. Red Bulls, a little better. A press, mm-hmm. kind of a mess. Seattle's been hot and cold. So Seattle so far has won their first game. They beat the crap out of Minnesota 4-0. And then they tied the Levas on, like, they both had one BS goal or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they drew 1-1. We have to go up to Lumen Field. It's now Lumen Field.
CenturyLink, dog.
Yeah, damn, forever.
That's crazy.
Quest, bro. Let's go back for the quest view. So they're a bit shorthanded. They've been missing Nico Lodero. But they said, I checked their stuff today, and they're expecting him back. They're, you know, he's their midfield guy. Mm-hmm. Freddie Montero, who is an old Sounders player who has been abroad. He's back home now. He's day to day. They haven't had a full team. They're a lot like us. They're playing like a 3-5-2 with wingbacks. They have the, what are their names? The Roldan brothers.
Char. Right?
Yeah. And no, that's, yeah. No. Or Portland, man.
Duh. Whoops.
Yeah. Wrong Cascadia team. But they do have Mr. Rui Diaz. And we have to ask the hard question. So here's the thing. Question part one is, can we realistically expect our backline to handle Rui Diaz along with the other threats? And two, Williams being day-to-day at this point, do you mm-hmm. start him on turf, or do you start him for the first time against LAFC, a tough match? What's the call here? What do you think?
Well, I will say this. Our games have been basically our own mistakes in the back line. That's the only reason why we've been, you know, so close in these like games against teams that are not that great. But hopefully with the signing of Koulibaly and then hopefully Derek Williams coming back day to day, I don't know. But to answer your question, I say wait till the LAFC game just to be safe, because turf is a little, you know, different. We kind of did that with Zlatan when he first came here. We wanted to play it safe. But I'm kind of excited. I'm excited to see Derek Williams finally play for us. I think he comes off the bench for LAFC.
Maybe.
Comes off the bench
for LAFC. I was thinking he might come off the bench for Seattle a little bit, but
maybe
the turf is a concern. Mike, thought on that? Defense, Williams, where do you put him?
I'd put him just on normal grass. I'd say wait till you come back. And the thing is, he's played in England, and every single one of those fields in England are actual soccer fields. Like, yeah, it's grass, dirt. So, I mean, I don't know if they've been training him under turf, which I think is a smart idea for guys that necessarily haven't played on that. I feel like there needs to be an emphasis on knowing how to plant your feet, because like, you missed that like once, and it's like
you're gonna have to play on. You're gonna have to play on this shit eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think we have any turf fields,
mm-mm.
So I don't know. What do they do to contain Rui Diaz, man?
I don't see us containing Rui Diaz either. I mean, he's just that dude. You know, like, it's on his day, he's unbeatable. I mean, the defense has surprised me time and time again this season for both of these games. So if Big Nick and Big Boy Steras want to play another great 90 minutes, then do it. But
I have not liked Steras the last couple of games, honest.
Me either.
Depew definitely
stepped up.
I really wish if Williams is healthy, I really wish. I mean, this is a game that's going to be real hard to win either way. It's killing me that it's up there and not here first, mm-hmm. because I would love, I mean, if this is a throw, I don't want to say a game, any game is a throwaway game, but let's say we'll concede to Seattle and we're going to lose to Seattle. I'd love Williams and Depew to get a run out before we face LAFC.
True.
I don't think that's going to happen on the turf. It's going to be real tough. And like I said, they have the Roldan guys, they have Lodero if he's coming back. I don't know. Yeah. 3-5-2. You got those flying wingbacks, man. Like, do you start Fisher? You know,
yeah,
you know,
I think, like a, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a Fisher game.
Oh,
yeah,
and Fisher came from Seattle. Fisher came from Seattle,
so he knows their deal.
So mm-hmm. he knows. I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to ask the question. Traditionally, we've had their number. It's been a while since we've won or whatever. We've had some shitty years, but it used to be Seattle home or away, 3 points in the bank, man. I don't know. What's the game prediction?
Oh, shit. Want me to start, Mikey?
Yeah, you go for it, Tim.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a
tough and we started out. And we started hot, right? So it's like, yeah. Really?
I know, because it's Seattle. It's not New York. But I will say this. I will say Chicho will step up again. And I want to say Granter will get his first bag in the net. He will open up his LA Galaxy goal account. So I'm going to say the score will be 3-2.
3-2. Who wins?
Galaxy.
Galaxy with another 3-2.
I think it's going to be another close game or 4-3. It could be a high scoring game, another one. Okay. Hopefully.
All right.
Want to take the mic and give us your prediction?
Me? Yes. I want to go last. I want to know what you think.
All right. Sure. in my mind, I'm thinking it's either like a 2-0 them or a 2-0 us. I'm going to meet somewhere in the middle again, and I'm going to say 2-1. I think Rui Diaz and Lodiero score, and we get like a Grandiser goal or a legit goal because he'll be back and ready to play.
No, he's still out.
Oh, it's two games.
He got two games. Yeah.
Well, a Grandiser goal would be nice. I wouldn't be surprised if Kleshchen pops in there again. But yeah, or maybe a Fisher goal.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you play your old team, like weird stuff happens.
Weird shit happens. Yeah. So 2-1 Sounders. Okay.
So we have a high 4-3. Timmy said we'll take it. Mike said what is a 2-1 Sounders?
Yeah, 2-1 Sounders.
My heart wants to say 2-1 Sounders as well. I don't think Chicha scores this game. I think it would be from somebody else. I like the Granter shout, right? Like that'd be nice. Like he just gets on the board. But I'm gonna go crazy. 0-0 tie.
I'd be fine with the 0-0.
Me too. Especially if we're going to Seattle. I'm totally fine with it. But it could also be another high scoring game.
Hey, if 1 point is good enough on the road for Bruce Arena, it's good enough for me too.
It's good enough for me too. That's facts.
Take it and run with it.
Take it and run. Maybe we steal one. I think that's good. Let's see. Are we ignoring anything? No. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. They're hot and cold. We are what we are.
We're a question mark still, unfortunately. So
I only because of our back line. It's not complete yet.
I think the only way we steal this game, and I noticed this, I've watched Seattle 2 weeks in a row now, kind of looking ahead to this game. If we outwork rate them, maybe we smash and grab.
Like a GBS tiles type thing?
I don't know. I don't even know about like GBS. No, I don't think we go in there and press them, but if we can get like, I mean, this is the perfect game for Zubac to run around stupid and like tire them out. You know, like if we can make them tired, yeah, like then maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Let's go 0-0 tie or 1-1 tie. 0-0 tie.
We'll take it.
Ooh, I'm itching to get in this.
Mike's corner. All right.
Me too.
All right. Ooh, we're running over today. I like it, boys. It's all good.
Let's go for it.
But take it home, Mike. Explain to us what your Mike's corner is about.
It's about what we've seen from MLSsoccer.com and the power rankings this week. So me at Destroyer CFC on Twitter, I'm gonna take the moment to slander the fuck out of this author.
He wants to smoke.
These power rankings were accumulated and put together by Jay Sam Jones. You can find him on Twitter at @J_SamJones. And he put LAFC at the one spot. And his description for LAFC being at the one spot is good soccer team is good. Motherfucker, if you're an analyst,
that's even a whole sentence.
If you're an analyst and your fucking reason for a number one team is good soccer team is good, get the fuck out of here.
Los
Angeles FC at one. And the Galaxy is at 10. And these are all his words. And I'm going to hear his what his reason for the Galaxy being at 10 were. And just one word, Chicharito. Dude, if I turn that in for a fucking college paper, I'm getting a zero.
You're getting a zero.
I have a job at MLSsoccer.com.
It's so funny you were saying that, Mike, because just before this, I was listening to Riot Squadcast. Shout out, Riot Squadcast. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of having the same conversation, funny enough. And that's I think Tucker said, somebody said, like, yo, this dude gets paid.
Yeah, he gets fucking paid for that. Are you serious? Like, yeah. Give me the
type
job.
One word.
And okay, so ESPN then put us at one, and basically mm-hmm. their reasoning was they're undefeated after two games, whatever. Like power
that's
rankings.
That's what you do. That's what yes. power rankings are.
Logically, yeah. And then, yes. like power rankings are normally shit anyway, right? It's just like talking mm-hmm. create a conversation. But it makes sense. Number one, you can be number one because you are the only team with 6 points.
Exactly.
That's how it goes. You're
can I get young with y'all right now? Mm-hmm. Timmy.
Good.
Timmy, what pack are they smoking over at MLS, man?
Stupid ass pack. I don't know
smoking
what the fuck
that.
They're smoking over there.
Smoking
like,
that Taylor Twellman pack.
But Taylor, okay. This is the crazy part. So when we start succeeding, Taylor Twellman and Stu Holden fucking love, you know, tickling
love.
Our little team, bro. Like, really? Like, all of a sudden, oh, Chicharito, he's finally back in vintage. This is vintage Chicharito. Man, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, somebody said it. I think it was, no, you know who it was? It was C-Sand. It was Chris Sandoval. He had shout out, man. Yeah, he had tweeted earlier this week. He's like, man, if you haven't been around, then like you can get fucked pretty good. Like if you're like coming around now, like all of these guys, Taylor Twellman, like get out of here. It's crazy. It was funny. I thought we were texting about it. It was in
yeah.
the back channels. It
Sam
was funny.
Jones needs someone needs to look over that when he turns that in to the editor. Like, yeah, the editor needs to get fired.
Yeah,
Sam Jones
put
needs
in his
to not be writing power rankings. Like,
it was shockingly bad. Like, yeah. shockingly bad. I read it and I was like, what? And I always look at him just for shits and giggles, but mm-hmm. I was like, wow, they did not try at all.
Not at all. Also, this is worse than the 2020 who's going to win the MLS Cup rankings as well. This,
oh,
I think
yeah,
this is
those were,
worse
those
than
were
that.
Awful as well. Yeah.
That was bad, but I think this one takes the back for sure.
Dude, it's three
I don't know how you put Columbus, well, I guess because they didn't play or something. I think that, yeah, I think they had a champion. No, yeah, they have champions tonight, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but they, like you just not, you bump them down because they didn't play. Like they won the fucking MLS Cup and you're yeah. still finding a way. You're still finding
there.
Hey, we're going to see them fools at home though.
We'll see you May 8th.
Yeah.
About that. Technically.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's another week, another podcast. Mike, hit him with the socials.
All right, guys. Well, if you've listened this far into the podcast, you can come check us out at the G30 podcast on Twitter and Instagram. That is the G30 podcast. And if you want to come check me out on Twitter, that is at DestroyerCFC. And that'll be it for me, guys. So, yeah.
Mike's tired. He's like, ooh, he got hot on that when he got spent.
Yeah,
Timmy.
For real. Also, I'm going to make one more statement, and it's going to be a hot one. So, there's a lot of people talking a lot of shit about Vasquez when we signed him.
Oh,
I'm not going to
yeah.
say names, but people were pissed off that he took up an international slot and he wasn't even a TAM player. He just took up an international spot. But look at him now. He's pulling the strings for the team. These past two games, he has been the one that's been pulling the strings, creating for Chicha. And that's all I got to say. Keep talking your shit, bro. That's all I got to say.
I like it. Where can they at you for clap?
Spicy Taco 118 on Twitter. Talk to me, please.
Dope. And I am Count Chalk 786 on Twitter. You can check us out at G30 on Instagram too. We're still trying to get that going over there. Shoot us some love over there. Some combination of us will be at the next home game. We'll talk before then, but you know, let us know if you want stickers. You want to?
It's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, drop a hot take for the show. We'll use the audio. We were a little bit overwhelmed this last time. I think we were like, it's hard with masks and stuff, like, you know, social distance. But
yeah, definitely.
We'll get it in. All right. Peace.
Peace out.